welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. We have a fun one for you today. This is our 21 questions episode, and yes. I have to tell you, Sue and I have no idea what we're about to be asked.
Not a clue.
Corey holds the keys to whatever is going to come out. So,
well, that was a very popular episode that we had before. It was lighthearted. It was funny. A little bit polarizing. And we've had requests for one again. But we've also had a bunch of questions come in that weren't necessarily like in-depth topics that we can surround an entire episode. So we've kind of compiled those.
Oh, great.
And those are these questions.
So these are new questions.
Brand
these
new
are not
questions.
The same 21 questions we answered before.
Yeah. And we'll probably just keep going, you know, as we get like new questions, just kind of put them into this like little folder and do episodes like this. So
yeah.
You guys ready?
We are ready.
Okay. Some are personal. Some like the first one is, where do y'all shop for professional dresses?
Clothing. I mean, probably Nordstrom for me. I love anything Vince. Usually I'm not a super feminine dresser. I definitely feel feminine inside. I feel like a girl, but I like a more edited look. I'm not like a ruffly girl. And I really only have one dress that has big sleeves on it, like big voluminous puffy sleeves. I don't know, but I still feel like I'm wearing a costume when I'm wearing it. So I'm usually just more edited and straightforward. And so
you I like hate. A flattering cut too. You don't like anything, like even if it was cute, if it's not flattering,
yeah.
You're not gonna wear it.
No. And I mean, isn't that terrible? I have a really hard time actually finding stuff that I love. That like I want to wear again and again. And so I usually have to spend time in the dressing rooms. And I have to say, I don't feel like Nordstrom's dressing rooms mirrors are flattering.
No, they're terrible.
Or the lighting.
I've never felt fatter.
And so me too. I've never been uglier in my life than in a Nordstrom dressing room. And so my pro tip would be order it online because there's more selection than just going into the store. And just get the stuff that you know, those shapes look great on you. You could even order it in a couple sizes. And ridiculously enough, I'll just buy way too much because I know I'm probably only going to keep a few things. And I'm like usually desperate, like, I hate myself. I can't wear the same thing one more time. So I'll just order like, you know, way too many clothes. And then I know for sure there's at least one or two or hopefully three winners in there.
There you go.
Where do you go for clothes, Sue?
Mine are pretty random.
Yeah.
I'll say I love vintage.
Uh-huh.
Vintage is really rad. And I'm usually like sparked by a pattern. I do love a pattern and I love a color combination that feels just a little bit more outlandish and that one of a kind of aspect. So I think vintage is awesome.
Do you like just come across things and you're like, oh, that's awesome. Rather than like, I'm going to go shopping. You just happen to like,
yeah.
Okay.
I stumble
cool.
up on things. And
I'm
I kind of just collect it as I go, which I wish.
Too spontaneous.
I'm very spontaneous.
Which is really fun. I'm actually really spontaneous too. I don't like to usually plan my fun. I like to happen upon it.
Yeah.
But I will say this, I can't wear a pattern. I feel like the clothes are wearing me.
Mm.
And I try.
I'm totally cool with that.
I try like I'll put something on and Adam will be like, I can't even see where your boobs are. Like, I know it's way too much information, but it's just like much. And so I try so hard to like do that. I'm like, oh yeah, I can't. I don't know why.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm being worn by a pattern, but it's 100% your personality.
Yeah.
I
don't let rules dictate me.
It's not even a rule. I just feel like it's like, you are an artist and you look like art. Your outfits do.
Oh,
yeah.
It's part of your personality.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It makes me feel sad that I'm sitting here wearing a white shirt and Suze is in a really great colorful vest and fun red glasses and blue nails. So that's what makes us good friends.
I know. The yin and the yang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. These are questions are coming from when you guys are doing like the styling sessions on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
What is your skincare routine?
Oh man.
I'm going to let Jess take that because she's more dewy than I am. I compensate with a red lip. So Jess,
Sue
take it away.
Does have an awesome lip. You guys, she'll often say my one true beauty, even though she has all the beauties.
My true beauty is my lip.
Why don't you talk about your lip, Sue?
You're avoiding the skincare question, but I will. I'll talk about the lip.
Yeah, okay. Because you have all the different shades. You really work hard on the textures after COVID. You knew what would stay on with a mask. I mean,
even though
post lunch, like you've really mastered the lip, and I feel like we could all learn from that.
You guys, I have my makeup bag. I just pulled it out so I would know what these colors are. I do. I love a NARS, the Velvet Matte Lip Pencil. I like that a lot. I think the matte helps you like not to be too glossy and have it like wipe away. But I love the color Dragon Girl. I think that's great. And I love the color Riot. Those are both really good reds. And then I usually will layer both of those with, and you guys, I'm usually just like looking at colors because that's what I'm drawn to. I've recently found this like Bare Minerals one that has this rad saffron color that makes it a little bit more orangey. So pretty. I'll usually layer my colors depending on what I wear to like make it more berry or make it more like darker red, or I'll make it more saffron. You know, I love that little orangey because it makes me not look so serious. And I'm not a serious person. I don't want people to think of me that way. So
they don't want you to think it's business time.
It's not business time. It's fun time.
Yeah.
It's a party time all the time. So I love the NARS Velvet Matte Lip Pencils. And I like the color saffron from Bare Minerals.
The pencil you fill in your whole lip with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I'll go over the top with like one of these and then I'll blot.
So when people ask if during Sunday sessions, what's your lip color? She's like, it's a lot of things. It's
Dragon Girl and saffron a lot of the time.
That's really nice of you. Thank you. Because I see in your lip bag, you have 17 pencils and you've given us your best. Awesome.
Yeah, I think this is the key. People always say like, oh, I can't get away with that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure you can. You just put it on your lip. That's all you have to do.
Well, you have a beautiful set of lips though too. Thanks. So
but there's injections. There's so many things you can do to like get full lips, guys. There's like no time like the present to wear a lip. Guys, in the morning, like if you are tired, if you throw on a lip, people will have no idea because they'll be so focused on your color. Mouth. Yeah. Yeah. So I could be a mess, but if I have a lip on, I feel put together.
I like that. Speaking of injectables, have you injected your lips, Sue?
No.
Yeah. They're just natural. They're so beautiful.
For the people. Iris Apfel. And like, I think whatever you want to do to your face is awesome. I think there's so many cool things to do with your face to make you feel 100%. But I will say Iris Apfel was asked like, have you ever had any work done? And she's like, no, why would I do that? She's like offended by the question. She's like, I wouldn't look like me. So I'm taking that approach. I want to age like Iris. So,
I love that.
Anyway. Yeah.
So good. Okay. So guys, you're going to know how high maintenance it is to have 45-year-old skin. that's where we're at right now. So I'm doing everything I can to try and not look as old as I am. But I will tell you so if you want to take the extra steps to really like boost your glow over the top, these products absolutely work for me. I need to state again, like, not only am I 45, but I have medium to dry skin. So I'm not a girl that's had a pimple before. And I don't break out easily. So know that these are for me to really, I'm just saying I'm a lizard. And also we live in a desert. Yeah. So we live in Utah and it's not humid here.
Yeah.
So, these things work for me because I'm trying to make myself look dewier and less dry and cracked. This is why this works for me. So really, truly the Peter Thomas Roth, the mask, that's the rose stem cell. It's like a gel.
I love that one.
Yeah. So we've heard Sue actually first introduced this to me at Market. And they said, if you put it in the fridge and then apply it, you can wear it at night. You can sleep in it, wake up, wash it off. I find that if I apply it in the morning, I don't usually have time to do this, but if I apply it in the morning, wear it for 10 minutes, wash it off, I really do look so much brighter and glowier. So if I have an event that day that's really important, I'm definitely doing this. And refrigerated is nice because then it takes the puffiness out of your skin. And it's such a gorgeous way to wake up.
And it doesn't feel sticky.
No.
I love that
stuff. Not in any way. Yeah. It's lovely. Also, if you want to boost your glow, the LED boost mask, it's crazy. You're going to look like Hannibal Lecter. You're going to Velcro that sucker around the back of your head and you're going to turn it on. And for 10 minutes, It's just gonna, it helps tighten lines, firms your skin, reduces your pores, and makes you glow like a baby angel. So this thing is a bit of an investment. I think it's like $500 US, but I will tell you, this really helps. Especially where I'm at in my station in life.
During the Nordstrom sale.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 'Cause you could return if it doesn't work for you, but yeah. I mostly make time at night, but I've noticed if I do it in the day, it's like game on. Like I really, my skin looks the very best if I do that. The other thing that I love is the C. Buckhorn, skin moisturizer. It's a cleanser and moisturizer, and it's like this beautiful golden liquid. It was first on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop site, and it's just a really lovely natural oil. And you pump it 4 times on a cotton pad, rub it on your face to clean it in the morning or at night, and then you run that same cotton pad underwater, and then you rinse you wash your face off with that cotton pad, and you will glow. It's great. And it's especially great for me because I have dry skin and I live in a dry climate. And then I put on top of that some sort of vitamin C concentrate. This is really great for lines and wrinkles. I historically love the CE Ferulic. It's so great. People, that used to be the one question. If people say, what do you do? I said, I promise it's nothing different than you, but do invest in the CE Ferulic. It's fantastic. It's going to give you a glow. The under eye cream I love is called Lumiere, and it's by Neocutis. It's Lumiere is Lumiere, and it's illuminating and tightening, the cream is. And so it makes your eyes look kind of bright. I don't really struggle with like dark circles under my eyes or puffiness, but this is, it really does kind of firm up under there, and it gives you kind of a glow. If I want to feel a little bit tan in the fall or winter, I'm going to add Tan Lux, the face. There, it's just like self-tanning drops. And I'll just put 2 drops in my moisturizer and put that on. I wear the light medium, and it's not very dramatic, but it just gives you a little bit of glow. And that's a really great pro tip. And then my day lotion is Clarins Extra Firming. It's great. And also pro tip, I love, love, love Shiseido. I've almost always just worn most of their stuff. It's Japanese. It's the oldest makeup company in the universe, and it is amazing. They have a foundation that is, it's like lifting, and the one I'm wearing right now is called Synchro Skin Refreshing, and it's amazing. One last bit, if you are aging at all, like I am, Clarins has a product for your neck. If you feel like your neck doesn't look very youthful, which I was feeling really self-conscious about mine, especially when you were wearing a mask, I felt like you could see my eyes and my neck. Anyway, they have an extra firming, it's called extra firming coup and decolletage, and it's amazing. I wear it morning and night, and I have a really long neck, and when it looks wrinkly, I look really old. And this has been one thing that has just made it look so much younger.
I will add on to that. Gold Bond has a really good like
Gold Bond.
Yeah, their neck and chest firming lotion.
Ooh,
is awesome.
Pro tip.
I think I saw it on like, I think Great Things I Bought or something, and so yeah. I bought it a couple weekends ago, and I've been using it, and I loved it.
Okay,
and that's at your drugstore, guys.
Okay, yeah. I gotta try that too. Yeah. Awesome. Sorry, that was really long. Corey was like rolling his eyes over here, but
in 9 simple steps, you can look like that.
Oh my gosh, so many steps. Man. How embarrassing. Anyway. There you go, guys. There's the answer. I know sometimes people ask, I'm like, I'm embarrassed to say what it takes. But
aren't we glad I was taking notes? Aren't we glad we all know now? Thanks for the question.
Yeah. Okay. Next up.
Next one. Jess is for Jess. Where do you get your hats? Because people see you in hats often.
Oh yeah. Okay. So every time I'm in another city or shopping anywhere, it can even be Park City. I always go in the hat shops, and you have to try them all on. There's absolutely no easy answer to it. The one that people have been asking about lately is one I got last winter in Palm Springs. They have a hat shop there. That's just on Old Main Street. It's not fancy. It's made by a brand called Scala, S-C-A-L-A. And it's probably like under $100. It's great.
Sweet.
But every time I go anywhere, like in Boston, I bought a hat that I had to pay a luxury tax for because it was like $250.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it was like really great. But just make it your thing if you want to wear hats and if you like hats, which I love them. anytime I'm shopping, like that's usually my take home is like, I'm going to find a great hat.
And it's so great because you don't have to go into a dressing room.
Yeah.
You don't have to like strip down and feel like ugly in a Nordstrom mirror.
No.
You just put on a hat.
Also, I love, like I'm from the 90s guys. So I love big hair, like huge hair. And this hat makes me feel like I've got huge hair and all I have to do is just stick it on my head. Yeah. And I don't have to tease it. I just can put it in a ponytail and stick it on. And I feel like a Sundance girl or something.
Old dapper men are always like, nice hat.
Oh, I know. Men love hats.
Like your hat.
Old gentlemen, they always compliment. Yeah. It's a great trick and it takes zero effort other than just like walk into all the hat shops.
Your hair.
Try them all on. It's the best. I love a hat.
You're a good hat.
Okay, next one. Favorite space in your home in like a brief why.
Oh,
favorite space in my home. It's not big. I love my living room.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love my living room. It's so comfortable and I love my big pink rug and I love my old fireplace and I love my ceramic collection up there and I love my paintings. Honestly, just like all my paint. I love the painting over there. I don't know if it's room, but I love my art collection. I can go around and just like stare at it all day.
The shades on your sconces
custom.
Too. Oh yeah, the shades on my sconces. Yeah. Yeah, that was like one way to like immediately make it mine was to kind of reupholster, make those things like just feel like they've always existed there, but in a really funky, fashionable way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Jess.
Okay. Oh geez. I was also going to say, I love Suze's bedroom. She took me in there not too long ago and it is so beautiful. And one of my favorite things is she has this brass shelf in her room and it's loaded up with all your sweaters or something.
It's like my clothes.
You guys, her clothes are in stacks on a brass shelf. And she's got like cool things hanging off the edges, jackets or boas or
like fur
hats. It's so romantic. And I feel like they should shoot movies at Suzanne Hall's house. It's just such a cool scene. Nice. I agree. And it's all original art. So it feels like you're at a gallery. It's lovely. I did not think about my own house. I was thinking about yours when you were talking.
She's so unselfish, guys.
You know what? One of my favorite things about my house is the transition in between rooms. So I love sitting in my living room, but looking at my entry and my office beyond. And I think the way they transition is just like so pretty. Yeah, and then I have this moment at night when I go to turn off my front porch lights and I feel like my entry, it's a hallway. So it's a wide hallway, but it's like a narrow entry, I guess. And it feels like my New York brownstone, you know, it's got this dark old door and these old art glass side lights that, I designed. It was something I always wanted. And, I don't know, it's just got this historical old feel just in that one moment. But other than that, it feels kind of like a the beach house, though the interiors I feel high-end casual. So there's like some dressiness to the living room and whatnot, but I probably spend the most time in my bedroom because we wake up there, we go to work, we come home, we get in our pajamas and we do a few things, but mostly we like to watch TV in bed and
your bedroom's dreamy.
It's just so comfortable.
I love your kitchen. No, I was just staring at it today actually with a client talking about soffits and things like you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I just like love that whole area. I love the kitchen. I like actually sitting at your banquette and seeing. I like her banquette is like the prime real estate because it's so comfortable. But you get a straight shot into your entry, but then you see your family room, which with the big vaults and beams and things, and then you see the kitchen, which drops down all in the same view, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's that transition between the spaces. It's so dreamy.
Next question. How did you know interior design was your calling? That's a deep one.
Jeez.
I don't know if I can imagine you two doing anything else.
Mm-hmm. I knew, I wanted to do it because my older sister wanted to do it originally.
Oh,
so you always you look up to your older sister and she's 8 years older than me. So I was like, she's so cool. I want to do what she does. And she always wanted to do interior design, which she didn't do, but she lets me do it for her now. So it's great. So that was just always in my mind. And so when I got to high school, I took like art classes and I took interior design classes and I thought it was great. I did like weird little internships and I knew immediately when I graduated high school, that's what I wanted to do. So I ended up at Utah State, but just even growing up, like as a teenager, like I was just a hippie of a thing. And I always just wanted, I remember going to the promenade in Santa Monica and buying glow in the dark stars and piercing holes through them and putting a nail on the other end of the fish wire and hanging them from my ceiling and hanging a hammock in there with a strobe light and incense and that's a beaded curtain.
That's
and
so funny.
Anyway,
that's so
I was just, but it was just a really fun way to express myself.
Suze was lucky
myself.
To be the youngest child because her parents just let her do whatever.
Just Suzanne.
That sounds like a dream. Yeah.
Like burn incense. It's so funny. Yeah,
that's
anyway.
The best.
But yeah, I loved how I felt in that space that was my own. Uh-huh. That I could like be that expressive. And I just thought, I'm like, I want to do this for a living. And like when I found out that it was like an actual degree I could get, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And at the time I'm like, oh, I could do that from home mm-hmm. with kids and blah, blah, blah. But, it's, I don't know. It's infectious. Mm-hmm. Like just, you probably feel the same way that once you start learning about it and like just reading about it and following designers, different designers and mm-hmm. figuring out the tick and the why and traveling. It just, yeah, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah, I can't either. Yeah. I was trying to think of that. Growing up, my mom would always, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and my mom would always let us, like, we'd help choose the wallpaper for the home, which at that time you were doing a bottom wallpaper, something in the middle, right?
A border.
And then you're doing an upper, right? So it's like it's a dark wallpaper on the bottom. It's a stripe or some sort of fancy something in the middle. And then the top is like a lighter, smaller pattern. And there's even like a crown molding type wallpaper. Like it was a lot of wallpaper back then. It's amazing that we've all recovered and we want to do it again, but in a much different way. So she would always take us to like the wallpaper stores. And I would fantasize about like, it could be anything. This room could be anything, you know, and really wanting to weigh in on things. And my grandma would make draperies for everybody in town and just seeing all the fabrics, but then how it would come together. And she would do swags and bishop sleeves and, you know, just like really fancy 80s curtain that was, you know, as fashionable as the hair was back then. Mm-hmm. And it was just so dreamy. And then I remember being loving whenever we would move because then I got to see how the furniture fit in different rooms, which was different. Yeah. Or like, I would just be like, I just wanted to rearrange furniture. But even when I got married, I'd get excited to move mm-hmm. because then I could redo the house with the things I had and reimagine spaces. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been like a total love my whole life and shopping for home things and, oh, decorating the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it. That was the best. And then like also my job growing up was to dust the furniture. And so
that's
I could
so
take everything off. I would take everything off and I would dust it. And then I could put it back however I wanted to, which sort of began my fascination with styling. And my dad's an eye doctor. And so my job at night would be to do the displays with the glasses. And with the sunglasses, I would make up these like beach scenes and ideas and ways to display them and all of the little props that the eyewear companies would give you. And oh my gosh, I just didn't even feel like it was work. It was just the best. Yeah. So yeah. And then eventually went on to Utah State and I studied actually advertising design and then interiors just became a calling. It was still creative and a lot of the same design principles still applied. But it just came through frustration and, you know, helping a client that wanted great interiors and loved my home. And I ended up transitioning into interior design from advertising design.
Which branding, it's kind of the same thing. Like when you're branding a company, you're branding individuals and kind of dissecting and researching what it is that makes them tick.
Definitely.
To make their space. So it's cool.
Yeah. Super fun.
Okay. Is there a trend that you jumped on anytime in your life that you regret? Interiors
the
trend.
The beaded curtain. So hard. Glow in the dark stars. So hard.
Oh my gosh. I have this haunt.
Layered wallpaper, is that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we should go with that. Yeah, that's a simpler answer.
No, but say what you're going to say.
So there was this time in the 2000s, guys, when there was like a shabby chic trend. Mm-hmm. And it was just like really European. It was kind of the opening of Alice Lane was sort of, we opened in 2008.
Things needed to lighten up from the deep Tuscan era.
Yeah. And it was just like, you know, it was like old things were like amazing as a coffee table or this, you know, this beat up thing is now this. And it was like a very reclaimed, you know, industrial time. And if it had a story like that, reclaimed wood or whatever, everybody was listening because that was like the buzzwords to say. So I just remember before I had a store that I had a girlfriend that I just loved. Shout out to you, Jana Bilton. Anyway, she wanted me to come over and help her with her home. And I remember in her bedroom, not having any real resources yet, because I'm just still dabbling in this and really still working in advertising. And she was like, okay, so what do I need? I'm like, you can choose any lamp on the shelf at TJ Maxx. It doesn't matter what it is. Just get two different ones and it'll be so cool for your master bedroom. You guys, could there be worse advice? Could there be worse advice? Like, to this day, I'm like, everybody, please match your lamps.
I can never picture you ever saying
please,
that.
And please make sure they're 30 inches tall. And it does matter. And it's just like all of these old interior design sins that you're just like, oh, I'm dying inside my own head right now thinking of all the shabby chic things that went on in the idea of like romance and found and, you know. All that.
I bought an old window from a yard sale.
Yeah, you did.
And my dad made a coffee table.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah.
You were just ahead of your time.
Do you regret that?
Yeah. You know what? Because of the memory I had with my dad, no.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely not in my home anymore. It's now in my niece's. So anyway, it lives on. But yeah, the reclaim thing was big. And then what else? I feel like in the 2000s also like... the colors like latte on the wall. I remember like picking that out and being like, that's never going to go out of style. That's so good. And like, anyway, like 2 minutes later, you're like, I'm so hot. Get this off my wall. But yeah.
Well, also though, if you look at like the set of Friends.
Oh, for sure.
That's what was in style.
Yeah.
It was just like
I would put frames up on my wall without anything inside them.
Amen. Yeah.
I didn't have art, but I'm like, there's a cool frame. I'm going to throw that up.
It's a that was a very 90 thing. Oh, 90s.
Sure. On the name of Friends. Yeah. Guys, let's all promise each other right now, everyone listening to this, let's never ever go back there. I don't know that there's anything really great about
the
whole era.
It'll happen.
It's just currently so happening. Messy, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody regrets everything about it. Like, I don't know that you're going to
accept the romance with Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, it's true. There is that. The relationships always matter.
Okay, favorite design trend right now.
Jeez, Corey.
I love that right now that like anything goes. Do you know what I mean? Like if it's your style, like we can make it beautiful. And I love that design trend because that's one of the most in my head when people are like, so what's trending? You know, like when people ask me that, I'm just like, it's whatever you love. Like, and it's
latte walls.
Latte walls. Frames with no art. That's the best. but I love, and I know that's like a lame generic answer, but
no,
I
it's say great.
That.
It's
I do true, love true. The grand millennial movement. Mm. I feel like I fit into that. Mm-hmm. But then I also love like that combined with the luxe, what is it called? Like luxe minimalism of just appreciating like a piece of sculpture.
Yeah.
You know, and like just kind of pulling back and editing and just like putting only things that are beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you
is
just
that like that answer when someone's just like, tell me a fault of yours. And you're like, I'm just so worried about perfectionism. Every time.
I think
I feel like that was.
No. Yeah. I think those are great answers. Are you just seconding that or do you have one?
No, I feel the same way. I love that we can express whoever it is that we're working for in the most genuine, ideal way. And really having the type of relationships where they feel comfortable and safe saying where they are in that, because every one of our clients wants a unique thing. And it's not even so much what's trending. I think they want to know that whatever their commitment is to this, that it's going to be lasting. And, you know, like Sue and I always say, if it's not in style, it's not going to go out of style. So certainly there are things, you know, like... We do this thing on our marketing team where we talk about like trend crushes that are happening right now. And so we're aware of what is trending. Obviously, we're aware of that, too, with what our vendors are offering. But I don't know, finding a way to make it really deeply personal is the best interior. I also just love it when something's done extraordinarily well.
Yeah.
I just love it. And Sue and I DM each other multiple times a day, usually night, really.
Yeah.
And we just kind of celebrate extraordinary design together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the execution of something that's really, really right.
Yeah.
And it deserves to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is there a trend or a design pet peeve that you have, a trend that you want to go away or a design pet peeve you have, and you cannot say faux wood tile.
Okay. I wasn't going to.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So a design trend that we hate.
That you want to go away. Yeah.
Okay.
No, never to return.
Not matching your bedroom lamps.
Okay. That's good.
Unpersonal style. I get frustrated when people are like, yeah, so got this thing from, you know, and props to Joanna Gaines, like high five to Fixer Upper. But when they're just like, that's my style. And I'm like, is it really? Is it really? Like, I think we just need to explore some more options for you.
Yeah. Because
I think if we really did a deep dive, like, I think you're much more.
Yep. Do you know what I hate? I hate the barn door. I hate it. I hate it. And people still put it on floor plans today. And you're like, mm-mm.
I was just telling my sister-in-law last week because she's building a new house and she had the floor plan and it has two barn doors on it. Yeah, I was like, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
Because your house isn't that, it's not like a, what was that? Like a modern farmhouse-y type thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you will hate those. And then it's going to be really hard to put a door in that space when you want to get rid of them. And you're going to have huge holes for that.
And we're all going to make fun of you.
It's going to be a timestamp.
Sure. I have to say we've done it right once. Yeah. Like so extraordinary.
Oh, and Xander's.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know if you want to describe it. It's amazing. It's got a big, huge piece of original art hanging on top of it. So it's like this moving painting wall situation.
Yeah, and the hardware is super refined too. So it's not like a big wagon spoke wheel at the top.
Yeah.
No, it's extraordinary.
Well, I think of barn doors too with like V grooves and like
reclaimed wood.
Yeah. You know, and then it has that crossbar in it.
Trend question. I did do my pantry door look like a, like a
reclaimed wood,
my green one from the attic.
Yeah,
still cute, but
it was still cute. Yeah. We should have shot the. Did we shoot the attic?
It was green.
I feel like the people would want to see
green.
It.
It was my color. It was jelly bean green.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
it's like Kate Spade green.
Yeah. So if you're gonna lean into a trend, at least make it yours.
Yeah.
Don't use someone else's trend.
Cheers.
Okay. Next question. Quick answer. Who's your celebrity dream client? Like, who would you like to?
I love that you're asking this because on each of the bulletin boards above each of our designers' desks, back in the design center, they all have their celebrity crush to be able to work on their project up on their board because we believe in manifesting in the design center. And one of them has The Weeknd up there. We have
one of them has Kanye and not Kanye West. Sorry.
Yes.
You know, I'm so sorry, Maddie. Hold on. I'm butchering this.
Played for Miami Heat. Like when?
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, I love Dwayne Wade.
Yes, Dwayne Wade.
His ties to Utah now because he's an owner in the Jazz.
So we're trying to manifest. And Dwayne, if you're listening to this.
Come on, Dwayne.
We'd love to design for you.
Also, what's his name? Just moved to Utah.
Danny Ainge? No.
No, but we have done their home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yeah, Post Malone lives in Utah.
I actually think musicians would be really fun to design
Me
for.
Me too.
Like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I would love to design for you, Anthony
Kiedis.
Shut
up. Yes.
I think that you'd be really fun. Also, I just saw the Arc Digest with like Adam Levine and his wife in their LA, and there's just such a coolness about it.
It's so good.
That I'm just like, I would love to design for like a musician because there's just like this like underlying cool factor. Yeah.
Anything and goes with a musician.
Right.
Going back
to Corey's a musician and we got to help him a little bit on his home and it is like, so true.
Yeah. It's just like
style. It comes strong with musicians
because music is powerful. And so I think like they're just open-minded.
Yeah.
And
to all the vibrations.
Here's what I think it is. When you're on stage, you can be anybody you want to be. And so that gives you the confidence to do it in your daily life.
Totally.
You can have an earring if you'd like to, you
know,
and people don't like question it.
No.
Yeah.
We've done several professional athletes' homes. Yeah. But I have to say, like, musicians would be really rad. I mean,
so much fun.
Any professional athletes out there, we're down. We would love to do that because they also have a flair for design.
Yeah.
Like, we've done Rudy Gobert's home, and you guys have seen his suits that he wears.
He's such a fox.
He is such, and he loves fashion, loves wild colors. We're trying to get that shot.
Exotic.
So you guys can see it.
Exotic. That was like his word.
Yeah.
So I love that. So did that answer your question? Any musicians?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of dream clients, which is good. Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of questions to end it. Someone asked, what made you decide to design your own product and pieces? Like, what was the vision behind that?
Awesome question. I feel like, you know, we've been doing this for, 13 years, coming up on 14. When you go to market so often, you know the things that we want to create, and we're creating these custom homes. And so oddly enough, nothing seems hard anymore because we're just like, create a round fireplace, create.
Our jobs are so hard, you guys.
They are hard. And so we're like, you know what? We're making stuff anyway, but the only person that gets to live with that thing is that one client. But we just like reinvented the wheel for them. So why don't we invent the wheel, but offer it to everybody? And being able to create our own product allows us to create unique pieces, sculptural pieces, interesting pieces within the scale that we know coffee tables really should be. You know, we know the size that rugs really should be. And we're just creating the furniture that we believe should be out there in the world. It also gives us a unique edge in our own projects that our projects don't look like everybody else's. But we're offering them to everybody because we want people to be able to buy a designer product made by designers the way that we would love to have those things in their home, which are sculptural or overscaled or, you know, to give them that designer look in their house. So it's been like my stoke level is at full 12 out of 10 on it. I'm so excited about it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just really working really hard at it to be in every category. So
cool.
Yeah.
Two really quick last questions. The next one is like a branch off of that. What's your favorite piece that we've ever designed? Like Owlsling piece that we've ever designed?
Gosh, you know.
That we currently sell.
Yeah. I will say my favorite is the Luca side table.
Okay.
Our Luca coffee table.
Luca coffee table
is the best selling of everything. But the Luca side just came out and it is so beautiful to me. The Luca coffee table is so pretty too. I think I'm used to looking at it because I've had it in my house for a while now. But
we've had that design for like 2 years.
Yeah, so, yeah. But it's so pretty. And maybe it's become normal to my eye, even though there's nothing really normal about it.
It's been fun to riff off of Luca too.
Just well, because it's been such a winner, we have created Luca side. We're doing a Luca pedestal, which is going to be killer, hand-carved.
A dining.
And a Luca dining. Yeah. So it's been a fantastic collection. I also love Duke. The Duke cocktail table. Adam was just saying today, he's like, why don't we have Duke in our house? I'm like, because Luca looks better there. And we're like kind of talking it out. But yeah, it's great. I also love the gallery collection of items to hold up any art.
All of these are on our website, by the way. So if you want to see them, you can go there.
I love the acrylic book stand. So
and also the acrylic easel.
Yeah.
Hello, floating art. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, last question. This is, again, in that same vein. What is it the upcoming Alice Lane piece that we have like kind of in our back pockets that are going to be released soon that you're most looking forward to? Hot
tea. Boy.
Do you want me to tell you mine?
Yeah. Corey's on the team with me. He's actually making sure these things get built right and get here and shipped and everything else.
The acrylic stool.
That's a hot damn.
Yeah.
Yep. So good. We should tell the people about that a little bit. So one of our designers, Christina, she's been with us for like a decade and she does a lot of glorious closets for us. We're kind of known for doing an extraordinary closet. And so we're working on this, probably the greatest of all closets we've ever done right now. That's four different bays within it. And if you want to make the best use of your closet, you have to go high. Right. You need to be able to put stuff up on shelves or have a whole nother layer of clothing up there. So you need a step stool. And, you know, there's not a lot of great step stools out there. So we have created an acrylic step stool that's so beautiful.
It's acrylic and like brass. Yeah, it's rad.
It's so rad.
The right places, guys.
Yeah.
The etching on the step, that detail is amazing, too.
Yeah, you're right. It's like Wonder Woman's glass Corvette. You know, it's just like the coolest thing.
Yep.
I love that. I'm stoked about that now too. Okay. Also very excited about our lighting.
Yes. Yeah. That's fresh. That's really, really new. So that's going to be in it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I am too.
Hopefully it gets executed in a great way, but I think it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Designs are beautiful. So you haven't even seen those yet. You need to come in the office.
It's so cool.
Yeah. It's going to be really good. 2022 is going to be even more juicy than 2021 has.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it. Thank you guys.
It.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good job. High five. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have any questions for us, feel free to send them to DearAlice@AliceLaneHome.com and we will catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.